Many eligible Americans who aren't registered to vote are enrolled in Medicaid. Several states propose automatically registering them when they apply for public health insurance. Advocates say it could help close a voter registration gap for citizens with lower incomes. But as NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, the Biden administration has not given it the green light.
In Oregon, citizens enrolled in Medicaid make up about 85% of the state's eligible voters who are not yet registered.
Right now, we are so close to having, nearly everyone.
Molly Woon is Oregon's elections director.
These are folks that, for some reason, haven't had an engagement with the Department of Motor Vehicles and aren't getting an ID or license or driver's permit.
That's where many states have been automatically signing up eligible voters. Seven states, plus Washington, D.C., are now trying to expand automatic voter registration to their Medicaid offices. For decades, the National Voter Registration Act, also known as the NVRA, has required state Medicaid agencies to give out voter registration forms and hand completed ones over to state election officials. But many advocates say automatic registration could make many Medicaid applicants' lives easier.
I think it's time to sort of admit that the way we've been doing NVRA compliance is not working anymore.
Sam Oliger-Friedland heads the Institute for Responsive Government.
What it boils down to is the government is just not using the information that they're collecting as efficiently as possible.
The information that state Medicaid offices collect about an eligible voter, Oliger-Friedland says, should be transferred automatically to state election officials. It's a way of streamlining voter registration that could solve a long-standing problem with U.S. democracy, according to Jamila Michener, who teaches public policy at Cornell University.
We think about the ballot as somewhat of an equalizer. You might have $1 million and I might have $1 to my name, but we can both show up and vote. The problem is that that's not what happens in practice.
Michener's research suggests that Medicaid enrollees are significantly less likely to be registered and vote than people who are not enrolled.
They may be working and unable to get to the polls. They move more often, so their registration is less likely to stay updated.
And that means U.S. democracy is not representative of many lower-income citizens and citizens with disabilities who are enrolled in Medicaid.
They, in many ways, are more vulnerable to policy. They're more affected by what happens, but their voices aren't shaping what happens.
Michener says automatic voter registration efforts in the past have gotten more voices heard at the ballot box. But it's also drawn opposition from some Republicans. Although Michener points out, it's not clear how automatically registering more eligible voters will affect elections.
If you don't want increased political participation by low-income people because you don't know what that might mean for the votes that you get or the votes that members of your party get, you really may not be interested in this.
Advocates of automatic voter registration through Medicaid say this is the kind of program that President Biden's administration should support, especially after Biden's 2021 executive order directing federal agencies like the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to promote access to voting.
We're ready to go.
But state election officials like Oregon's Molly Woon say state Medicaid offices are still waiting on a go-ahead from Biden officials.
Once they are told, yes, you can do this, then we're ready to start working with them to get it done.
Biden officials have cited concerns about the confidentiality of Medicaid applicants' information. A sticking point is when eligible voters can opt out of being registered. But state officials say there's a way to work that out while enabling hundreds of thousands of citizens to vote. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.